This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Coroners in rural counties could be getting a raise under a bill that's close to passing the legislature. If it becomes law, full-time coroners will be paid the same as county treasurers, Republican Representative Perry Will.
These coroners work hard and they work in difficult situations, and we need to make sure they're paid accordingly and equal to other elected officials in the county.
The bill also makes it possible for rural counties to move the job of coroner from a part-time to a full-time position if county commissioners sign off on it. The Thwaites Glacier in Antarctica is the size of Florida and often referred to as the Doomsday Glacier. If it were to completely melt, sea levels would rise 2 feet. Ted Scambos is a Colorado scientist and one of a few dozen people to step foot on the glacier.
As you get near the coast, these gigantic tears in beautiful patterns, but they span the entire view out the window of the plane to the horizon of a continent just literally tearing apart and breaking into these city block-sized chunks that are drifting out into the sea.
Scambo says Thwaites continues to melt faster due to climate change. The Colorado Symphony is no longer requiring patrons to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test before attending performances. The policy also makes mask wearing optional. The symphony joins several other venues in and around Denver, like the Denver Center for the Performing Arts and Ball Arena, that are relaxing their COVID-related restrictions. The symphony's new policy is effective immediately. On the Front Range, it's sunny, highs in the 50s and low 60s. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.